from redstate.com. Trump dunks on Biden and Jim Acosta. Of course, wherever Donald Trump goes, oh, Mary's dowry, $15 donation. Thank you so much at crusadechannel.com/chat, CHAT. Thank you for your $15 donation. But Jim Acosta got absolutely blasted because he trolled Trump. He was trying to troll Trump. And this is what happened at the press conference yesterday, where Jim Acosta popped out of, you know, his little rabbit hole that he's been sitting in for 5 months ever since Trump left.
Trump, will you apologize about January 6th?
Hold on, let me see if you can get that again. So Jim Acosta, you'll hear him ask this question.
Trump, will you apologize about January 6th?
So, well, Trump, will you apologize for January 6th? And then he got absolutely booed off the stage, as he should have. And it was a very interesting visit by Trump. Because Trump was in his element. You see presidents when they're in the office, you can see the weight of focus groups and the weight of advisors being like, okay, you can't say this, but you can't say that, but don't talk about this. Make sure you say it that way. And eventually that weighs down trying to be politically correct. Even Trump, a lot of times he wasn't, but he was also trying to be more presidential, I guess. Not during this trip to the border. And there was two interesting things. I know Mike talked about it, and Mike and I talked about it off air, and I know he talked about it this morning. The break in norms from past presidents who are supposed to let the new president, of course, he's not a president, he's an ice cream regime leader, kind of get their feet wet, and they're not allowed to really be questioned. George Bush went off to go paint happy clouds. Barack Obama went to go do something with his presidential library in Chicago that still hasn't been built, yet they're spending tons of money on it. Oh, and he went to go produce Netflix movies and get paid stupid sums of money just for his mere face and presence. The former president, and it's kind of twofold. The first thing is, the president that leaves office, it's such an exhausting job. I think for every 1 year being president, it's like 3 years of you and I's normal stress. Which is why you see guys like Obama and Bush go in looking very youthful. And when it leaves, they look like they went 12 rounds with Tyson and Holyfield. And, you know, pick MMA fighter, right? I don't know MMA fighters. So it's like they went eight rounds with all three of those fighters at once. President, like Bill Clinton, literally looks like he's dead. He's on implants right now. Of course, that's the adrenochrome and the fact he's got getting that. Anyway, I digress. But that's the first thing. They're kind of just, they want to get away from the office for a bit. They just want to get away from it. And the second thing is, yeah, well, let the new person there get their feet wet. They don't need you doing all this stuff. I do like how Trump doesn't care about that. Trump had the election stolen from him. I don't care what Jen Psaki Toomey is saying. Oh, well, Joe Biden won the most votes ever. No, he had the most votes Xeroxed for him. Trump got 75, 76 million votes. He's mad. Yeah, Democratic presidents don't usually, they tend not to follow this precedent. They're quiet for a little bit, and then they start yapping again. Republican presidents being Republican presidents just shut up and go away. So I think Trump should. And the second thing, and so it's good to see Trump breaking that quote-unquote practice. There's no reason Trump should give any respect to the regime in any way, shape, or form. I mean, what's Biden going to do? He's going to put down his ice cream? Maybe this time, maybe today, Joe Biden will get the ice cream. I don't know if y'all got this. Up in Rhode Island, I used to go to this ice cream place called Hilltop Creamery. And they used to give you ice cream and the little baseball helmets. I don't know if y'all ever had the little baseball helmets, but it was so cool because it was all minor league teams and you would try to get as many minor league teams. I wonder if Joe Biden is going to be a good boy today and he's going to get his ice cream and a baseball helmet. Because that's all he's good for. He's an ice cream tester. While Jill Biden, I don't know, is she in Tokyo yet? How much money is she blowing from you and I today so she can pretend to be a princess? Because she never got a pony at the age of 16. So now you and I got to pay for all her crap. Yeah, I used to love it. Of course, being in Rhode Island, you always get the Pawtucket Red Sox one. It's like, hey, man, can I get a different stinking helmet today? I want a different baseball helmet. The whole idea, it must be a New England thing. But when Biden goes to New England, he'll get tons of little baseball helmet ice cream. That's going to be his big thing there. Who's going to respond to Trump? Kamala? They're leaking so much stuff on Kamala Harris right now. They're already throwing her out to sea. I don't know if you've seen the political articles where staffers are complaining that she treats them terribly. Wow, you think? That's not a shock. That's not a shock at all, because Kamala Harris is, and I quote, a terrible human being. So they're already throwing her out to pasture. That's Jill Biden. That is Jill Biden mean girl stuff already. They are trashing her. They're trying to lower her competency level, which she never had one to begin with. But when she stood next to Joe, by default, they're trying to lower her confidence score so Jill can stay in office for 4 years. Jezebel Jill wants to stay in office for 4 years. That's it. She knows she ain't getting much after that. Schaefer made a beautiful animated video for the Kennedy profession. And then for me, he gave me like a pirate. You can check it out at crusadechannel.com/chat. So yeah, all kinds of strong work here for me. That's okay. I love it. It's good stuff. So Trump should be at the border. Trump should be doing these things. Now, don't go to one of his rallies because the feds will watch you. The feds will break down your house if you go to one of his rallies. But he should be throwing as much shade as Trump should be doing. And I mean, this was the absolute pinnacle of Trump being Trump, was this quote yesterday talking about the immigration plans, or not the immigration plans, but how the border was. Now, the border wasn't like amazingly secure, but it was a hell of a lot better than anybody else. But this was the money clip from yesterday from Trump's trip to the border here in the Bear Brief on the Crusade Channel.
We made deals with Mexico, and we made deals with Honduras and Guatemala and El Salvador. And I told the story just before. I don't want to bore you with it, but most of you weren't around that round table. And by the way, Brandon, I see my Brandon. How good is Brandon Border Patrol? And Mark, thank you very much. And Tom, there's Tom. Tom Holman, he's central casting. If I'm doing a movie and I want to get a tough guy to play something, I'm going to pick Tom Holman. I said, you guys better be there, and your whole group, thank you all for being here. We appreciate it. Really fantastic. I mean, just a fantastic job. You know, I say, all Biden had to do is go to the beach. If he would have just done nothing, we would have now the strongest border we've ever had. It was even getting better and better and better because it was all kicking in.
Those are the kind of quotes people just love Trump for. All he had to do was just go to the beach. Have some ice cream, Joe. Maybe a little Rocky Road. Maybe a little vanilla. Just sit there under an umbrella because we know you're going to melt because you're 100 years old, Joe. And just sit there, relax. Let the border take care of it. I built it for you, Joe. It's beautiful. But no, you didn't. And now look at our whole thing. It's terrible. And you amazing border patrols. I love all you guys. All of you now have to deal with this terrible open border. That's the stuff people like. Those are the quotes they want. They want the Trump from 2015. And that's what you're getting. And that's good. Because people need that. And the ghost of Trump's past, which is this, is now showing up as it should be. Now, the whole thing, Greg, you're such a great governor, blah, blah, blah. Who cares? Shut up. No, he isn't. No, just don't do that. Don't give him that. But that's where we're seeing and bringing attention to the border, because the legacy media won't be doing that. And it's fine. I think it's fantastic that he did it, because he needed to. And so, really, the whole point of him going and bringing up the fact that Biden and all these idiots there were not doing well. I wish I could find the quote where he made fun of Kamala. He said the quote. We talked about it yesterday, but the quote where he's like, Kamala, she doesn't even go to the border. She went to, like, a station in El Paso and got some beautiful, delicious Mexican food. Not Trump Hotel Mexican food, but Mexican food here at El Paso because you love it. She didn't even come to the border. I'm here. Beautiful wall. What did they do to you, Wally? Of course, they had to give him a couple minutes so he could do the wailing wall thing. so he could sit there. Oh, Wally, what'd they do to you? Why? Why didn't they complete you? That was another thing. The way he was able to talk about, because that's Trump in his element. The guy's been in building. He's been in construction his whole life. The Border Patrol really should have just shut up and let him build whatever he wanted. Like, whatever he wanted to do. I want to put it in there. I want to put 5,000 pounds of concrete. I want to drop it there. Blah, blah, blah. Would have been perfect. Would have been impenetrable. Impenetrable. But no, Border Patrol said they wanted to look through. And I was like, I'll put cameras. I'll put cameras on the top. You can see it there. Use some drones.